from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
There you go. This is what happens when we put on the wrong headset. I had the wrong headset on. I'm trying to do a show. You got me, Josh? Everybody got me out there? Are we good? Are we good? Are we live?
You scared me there. I thought you left.
I know. Listen, I brought two headsets. I had Jan Gallo on here earlier. She was on a headset. And when I put them down, I switched them. And I put on the one headset. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? I didn't hear anything. I don't hear you. And I'm like, why is your music playing and no voice? It's live radio, man. It happens. So I put on the right headset. So we're good now. It's still preseason for everybody, right? No, it's the regular season. It's a regular season, and we're here at Northtown today. Hey, I am a very, very satisfied Northtown customer. I bought my Kia Sorento just a couple of months ago. It's awesome. I love it. It's got this really – you know what's the cool part, my friends? I was out in Rochester for training camp. Had some of my media colleagues. We go out to dinner. I'm like, I'm going to drive you guys. Let's go. Get in my new car. And they get in like, woo, this is sweet. I'm like, yeah, third row back there. Max likes to sit in there. I got the big dash up front. That's what I love. I love that big dash. I feel cool with like – looks like a big TV screen. It's not a TV screen. It's a big dash with all your apps and everything like that. So I love it, all right? They had exactly what I was looking for when I came in. I knew exactly what I wanted. The team is top-notch. The greeters, the sales staff, all the way to the service crew, they make sure you're taken care of. And for over 50 years, Northtown's been a leading auto group in Western New York. They're not slowing down. They have new Volkswagen, Genesis, and Subaru stores. They're growing fast, looking for passionate people to join the Northtown team. Whatever you're looking for in a career, you may find it at Northtown. Go to northtowncareers.com and apply today. Make sure you do that. Here at Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Got some Paul's Donuts still left. Got some WGR swag still left. Got a chance for you to enter in to win some Buffalo Bills merchandise. And we have week number one in the National Football League. Josh Schmidt, before we get to Joe Brady and Bobby Babich, fire me up some NFL music. Let's run through week one here. All right, we're going to do this right now. Let's run through week one. What we got going on. We're going to talk tomorrow anyway. We can do a little bit more of this. But let's just kind of set the stage for you. Week one here in the NFL. Tonight, it gets kicked off. Ravens at Chiefs. Good question. If you're a Bills fan, do you want the Ravens to win? Do you want the Chiefs to win? Matt Bovan, It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, said, root for the Chiefs because you want the Ravens to get some more losses here because you think the Chiefs are going to win anyway in the season, like win their division, etc. But come on, it's the Chiefs. You're a Bills fan. Root for the Ravens tonight, I think, if you're a Bills fan, because you just like to see the Chiefs lose. Should be a really good game. Getting kicked off at 8:20 p.m. By the way, I believe it's the exact same time Jessica Pegula is playing tonight at the same time Thursday Night Football kicks off. So you might have to do the little split screen here in Buffalo. Tomorrow, the first ever NFL game in Brazil. Tomorrow night, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Packers-Eagles. Should be very interesting. An 8:15 kickoff in Sao Paulo, Brazil, tomorrow night. the first ever game in Brazil. The NFL expanding worldwide. Next year, they're going to Madrid, Spain. They're going to be playing in Italy soon. They're looking at China. They're looking at Australia. Tomorrow night, first ever game, regular season in Brazil, Sao Paulo. It is the Packers and the Eagles getting after it, and it counts, of course. Sunday, 1 o'clock, we know what's happening at Highmark Stadium. But here are the games you're going to be watching and thinking about and hearing about while you're inside the stadium. Steelers at the Falcons. I was very high on the Steelers last year. I am not as much this year. After what we saw in the preseason, training camp, they have a banged-up offensive line. Justin Fields comes in, but Russell Wilson wins the job. Not a surprise there. He didn't look great in the preseason or in, you know, I guess in camp and practice, whatever people talk about. And now they have a banged-up offensive line, like I said, and a really tough division. Titans at Bears, the debut of Caleb Williams in a real game. We saw him play the debut of his professional career in a preseason game here in Buffalo a few weeks ago. They played in the Hall of Fame game. They've been actually at it for 4 weeks plus. Obviously, they started a little bit earlier, the Bears did. They had the Hall of Fame game. Now they take on the Titans in week number one. Titans are an interesting team, right? With Will Levis, they have some changes going on there. I don't think the Titans are going to be very good, but the more that people talk about them, the more I feel like I could be wrong on that. They're going to be more of a contender. I just don't think so in the AFC South. I think the Titans are a year away from the way I read it. I think the Patriots are several years away, and how great does that sound? Folks, the Patriots are going to stink. They're bad. I don't know what they're doing at quarterback, but Drake May should play, and it looks like it's Jacoby Brissett playing. They have no playmakers, really. They don't have much speed on offense. I guess they have a little more speed now. Not a lot of playmakers, a lot of unknown with some rookies. I just don't think they're going to be very good. I think the Patriots are looking at like a 5-win season. In the NFL, that's not good. Look at their schedule. Bengals, Seahawks, Jets, 49ers, Dolphins, Texans, Jags, Jets, Titans, Bears, okay, Rams, Dolphins, Colts, Cardinals, Bills, Chargers, Bills. I mean, I think the Patriots are looking at another near top of the draft pick next year. And the fact the Bills play them late in the year twice, I think is good for the Bills. Because the Patriots might be just riding out the season in evaluation mode. Bengals, who knows what to expect from them? I think they're, I don't even know. Is Joe Burrow ever going to be quite the same? There's rumblings about maybe he's just that injury he had last year is going to impact his throwing. I don't know. Jamar Chase just gets back from practice. They're a good team. They have great talent. Joe Burrow's there. I just don't know. Zach Moss is their starting running back, by the way. Very interesting. Texans at Colts. Are you riding the Texans hype train? A lot of people are. They are loaded with talent on offense and on defense, really, when you think about it. They go to the Colts, but there's always something weird about the AFC South early in the season with an opener, right? Something always winds up happening kind of weird in the AFC South, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts nip them. Week number one, it's happened. Texans at the Colts on Sunday at 1 p.m. The Bills' next two opponents after this week play Sunday at 1 p.m. The Jags and the Dolphins, they get after it in Miami. I think this game could go either way. I don't know what to expect from the Jags this year. They really went downhill in the second half of last season, as we know. But they do have Trevor Lawrence. They do have Travis Etienne. They signed Gabe Davis, of course. Calvin Ridley's over there now. I mean, this is going to be a really, really interesting team to watch this year. And, of course, the Dolphins, I would pick them to win this game, considering they're going to be loaded on offense again. They are going to have wrinkles early on in the season. Let's hope they show a lot on Sunday so the Bills get a good look at what they're going to do and unveil anything before the Bills play them in 5 days. And, of course, the Bills play the Jags after that 11 days later on Monday Night Football. Panthers at the Saints. I mean, the Saints should win this game handily, right? I mean, unless you really believe in Bryce Young and some of the things the Panthers are doing. The Panthers, this is how they feel about their own roster. They picked up 6 guys on waivers at cutdown day and just basically said these 6 players who are just cut from other teams are better than any of the 6 guys on our 53-man roster. That's what they feel. And that's okay. But that's what they feel about their own roster. Saints are resetting here a little bit, but in a good way, I think, for them. I think they feel they compete. They can compete in the NFC South. I'm not totally convinced. But Derek Carr, there's a floor there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can win, but there's also a ceiling for Derek Carr. Vikings at Giants, what is this game? It's not J.J. McCarthy. It is Daniel Jones. Bills fans root against the Vikings all year. The Bills hold the Vikings' second-round pick next draft. You want the Vikings to be bad. Bills fans should root against the Vikings in every game they play this year, even when they play AFC East, I think. Just be bad. Get the highest possible draft pick in the second round. Bills have their second-round pick next year. That is all of your 1 p.m. slate. 4.05 p.m., Raiders at Chargers, the debut of Jim Harbaugh as head coach of the L.A. Chargers, taking on the Raiders, who really have done nothing to upgrade at quarterback this offseason in a division where they're going to have to be better at quarterback eventually, and they're not. So I'm not expecting a lot from the Raiders. I think the Chargers should win this, but a lot of questions still about Justin Herbert. And honestly, for me, questions about how Jim Harbaugh wants to win games. This isn't when he coached the Niners, you know, back about, I don't know, a decade ago or whatever, before the 15 years ago. This is a lot different now. In throwing the ball, they want to run the ball. They want to pound it. They do with Justin Herbert. What is their identity? I'm not really sure. Broncos at Seahawks. How about Bo Nix? How about Sean Payton? Could be in for an interesting year with them as they go to Seattle, who I am not as high on as a lot of people. The Bills do play Seattle later in the year. Geno Smith at quarterback. I think the Broncos can go to Seattle and win. I want to see it from Seattle. I'm not totally convinced. A lot of people think they're going to be pretty good. I'm not necessarily in that boat. Cowboys at Browns Sunday, Tom Brady's debut as an announcer on Fox, 4:25 p.m. Cowboys at Browns. I mean, you got to root for the Cowboys. You want the AFC teams to lose against an NFC team if you're the Bills, right, and a fan of the Bills. The Browns have a terrific, terrific defense. Cowboys have, obviously, a lot of offensive talent, but after saying they're going to be all in this offseason, they weren't quite all in and had a lot of issues with contracts. CeeDee Lamb is finally back. Dak Prescott still not worked out there. I don't know what the Cowboys are going to be. I also don't know what the Browns are going to be because Deshaun Watson is kind of a super wild card. He hasn't really been great at all in a Browns uniform. What to expect from him. Final Sunday afternoon game, Commanders at Buccaneers in the NFC. We get the debut of Jaden Daniels in the NFL. You got Caleb Williams. You got Jaden Daniels, picks number one and picks number two, starting this week for their respective teams. Commanders at Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield. I mean, the Buccaneers last year put together a nice season, a surprising season. Came to Buffalo, almost won on a Hail Mary at the end of the game. Commanders at Buccaneers on Sunday at 4:25. Sunday night game this week. The Rams are at the Detroit Lions. I know they already played in the quote-unquote golf bowl, right? I get that. In the Stafford Bowl, the golf bowl, whatever you want to call it. Stafford and golf bowl. But they're at it again. And I know last year was a playoff game. Rams at Lions are going to be an interesting game. Two teams the Bills do play later in the year, back-to-back weekends, I believe, in December, actually, when they take each other on. So not much you can glean from, you know, that as it relates to the Bills. But these are two teams that I think have very high expectations this year, especially the Lions, after going to the NFC Championship. But I've heard a lot of people saying, don't sleep on the Rams. Don't sleep on the Rams. I'm not sleeping on the Rams. Sean McVay is excellent at what he does. I am kind of questioning still Matthew Stafford and I think he's still... He can be great, but there's been some injuries the last couple of years, and we'll see where that winds up taking them. The Lions have so much firepower on offense. And, of course, Dan Campbell, who did a great job of turning that culture around. Finally, Monday Night Football this week. It's the Jets at the 49ers, 5:15 in San Fran, 8:15 local time kick here in the East. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers. Storyline here, people have talked about it. I feel weird saying it and talking about it, but it's the fact that Leonard Floyd is playing against him, and he ended the season four plays in last year. To me, that's not. I mean, it's just. I don't even feel comfortable talking about that. Yet you have Adam Schefter doing like a podcast talking about it, and with Leonard Floyd, kind of weird to me to even. But you have to bring it up, right? It is a storyline, I guess. We just don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to be this year. What are the 49ers going to be? They are one of the favorites to go back to and even win the Super Bowl this year. They went last year, lost in overtime, of course, to the Kansas City Chiefs. So. Obviously, Bills fans want the 49ers to beat the New York Jets on Monday night. All right, we are awaiting Buffalo Bills coordinators, Bobby Babich and Joe Brady. And I believe 11:15 was the start time. I'm going to make sure here when I go back here. unless anything was changed as I've been on the air. But we got Paul Hamilton down there. He'll be helping us out, and we'll be playing that sound live for you when we hear Joe Brady up at the podium, and then Bobby Babich soon to follow. Joe Brady, his first full-time season as Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator. Obviously, last year taking over 8 games left in the season. I think a little too much has been made about what that team was, the offense was, throughout those last games, throughout the last couple months of the season, because I don't know if the identity was truly what Joe Brady wants to bring in 2024. They had to run the ball a lot. They did. They leaned on the running game. There was a lot of you see Stephon Diggs' number. They kind of force-fed him, but his production was kind of low. Khalil Shakir's production was up. James Cook's production certainly was up last year, the last 8 games of the year. I don't think the Bills – I don't think that's an indicator, I should say, of what we're going to see from Joe Brady's offense necessarily this year. Will they run the ball? Sure. I mean, you have James Cook, and he had a really fantastic year last year. I don't think the Bills are going to be some, like, oh, my God, they're running the ball ground and pound team. I don't think you can look at last year's final 8 games and say that. What last year's final 8 games for me was about, when it came to Joe Brady calling the offense, was about circumstance. He's taking over an offense that wasn't his. He's trying to mesh that with what works, what doesn't. Trying to navigate a very, very difficult schedule down the stretch, including Kansas City and Philadelphia and the Jets and obviously the Dolphins at the end of the year. And also the weather playing a little bit of a factor in some of those games, some cold weather games or, you know, precipitation games. Now you have a whole new roster at his disposal. He kind of knew what was happening here. I'm sure he did. You know, he got the job, you know, in January. But he had a say, I'm sure, in some of the players that brought in, and Curtis, including Curtis Samuel, who had his best year as a pro under Joe Brady in 2020 in Carolina. What does that look like? So we'll see where Joe Brady goes. But I just think there's been a little too much made of nationally, maybe not as much locally. There are questions. Is that an indication of what he wants to be on offense, what we saw the last 8 games of last year? And then on the other side, Bobby Babich. I mean, Bobby Babich has been a really, really excellent position coach in this league for a long time. He came in with Sean McDermott in 2017. He's been with him for all the years that McDermott's been here. Was a safeties coach. He turned Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde and helped turn them, I should say, helped get them to all-pro level. They played, they were nominated, they were named all-pros. Then he goes and coaches linebackers after his dad retires, and they switch. I remember that day. I remember being online and saying, oh, Bobby Babich hired to replace his dad. And how many fans, just because you have to have this reflex, I guess, if you're some people, oh, my God, nepotism, can't believe it, they can't go outside the box. No, the guy earned it. The guy's a great position coach, and he just moved from safeties to linebackers because his dad had been there. He saw it with those eyes, and it was a good transition for him. And, you know, personally, as a career goal, if you want to be a coordinator, a head coach someday, it's great to branch out and coach other positions. Well, guess what? He went to linebackers, and he did a hell of a job. Matt Milano became an all-pro. And then Tremaine Edmonds had his best year, and he got paid. And then Terrell Bernard stepped up into a fantastic role and fantastic player last year. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Bobby Babich had a lot to do with all of that. And now Bobby Babich becomes the defensive coordinator. We also know now he is going to be calling the defensive plays for the Buffalo Bills in 2024. So lots of new changes for the Buffalo Bills, and, you know, we'll see what happens on Sunday when the team rolls out for their first game against the Arizona Cardinals. All right, why don't we do this, Josh? Let's take a break. Let's take a timeout. And if we catch Joe Brady while he's mid, you know, talking, that's fine. But we'll get our break in and we can keep it a little bit longer there. So let's take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll hear from Joe Brady and Bobby Babich after this timeout.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.